This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kalim Perkut Gimel Mishnah Dal Magrefa Shenit Lo Kapo. A magrefa is a kli that they scrape out the offer from an oven, from a stove. It has to be cleaned out, otherwise it stops working properly. Shenit Lo Kapo, the part of the kli that's on the bottom, you stick it in with a handle, and then you clean it out. You can look in the old fireplaces, they have them. Now, the stick has a metal piece, and the metal piece is sort of round, is where they're shown the pictures. It's called the eagle. And in the eagle is attached that whole clay kibbo part, which scoops out the ashes from the fireplace, from the stove. So, Mamela, you could see the stick and the metal, Beroisha, sort of as a hammer. That's what it is. You could swing it, you could bang something. So it'll retain its status as a kli, tmeo, mipnei shehi kikurnus. It's like a small hammer. It's not a high-level hammer, but it's something. Divremeh, v'chom metam. Why? The havon is poshut. It's not made lekach. It's not made as a hammer. This is a something to clean out a bellows, whatever they call it, to clean out the fireplace. What does it have to do with a hammer? So since it's not made lekach, it can't retain. It's not me'ein malach dehorishayna. So, in the Yochin Oizchov Gimel, Shtelzachon, it doesn't make so much sense. What is the Shita of Remeir? Everybody holds it has to be Oizimein Malachtoi. It's a Gemara, we quoted it before, the Mishnah, right now, it's a Gemara in Shabbos Taf Nutes. That retaining a status as Tomei or Kli Shoimin Lekach is because it Epis has some type of status from what it was made for. So, Tveso wants to say, what you have to say is that it's understood that the magrefa can be used occasionally as a hammer. It has a certain amount of weight. It can be used to bang something. So maybe even when the kappa part, which is the main functionality of it, falls off, no, it could still be used as a cornice. Chaznish argues on it. Chaznish and Simon Yud Zayin. And it shows what you do with that kasha main malakta. Megero shenitlu shenel. Megero. There's discussion about what it means. There's the Rav. The Rav brings that Megera brings, which is a word that's used in Psukim. You have it in Shmuel, and Melachim, and Divrei Hayomim. The word Masor, the Rav equates the two, is a Pasuk in Yeshaya. Different types of Kelim. Not Mestaba that Megera is the same thing as Masor, they ask, but Lamaisa, that's what the Rav says. So it's some type of Kli, which has long prongs, sort of like a pitchfork. I mean, not a pitchfork, because it's used, lamaisa, to pick up pieces of wood. So if the two prongs that it has, not that it has two prongs, but it has a bunch of prongs, but two prongs are not consecutive. That means if a prong is missing between two prongs, it won't be able to function. Nitlu shinel, one prong is taken mi ben a time from another two. Those two can't function anymore, so then it's Tahira. Nishtayaba maloi hasit b'mokam echod, tmeo. If there's a certain amount, maloi hasit is between the two fingers. The middle finger with the pointer finger. The distance between the two is maloi hasit. You find it in certain places. So it's a very minimal distance between the two on the pitchfork. If there's a mokam that's missing that's... Two, you have two prongs between that space, tmeo, it's mekabel tomo. Now, the two parts of the mission don't really stim. It sounds like if one piece is missing, so that's it, so it's kli. But over here, if you have two prongs that are within that closeness, then it does work. So yeah, you have to read them somehow together. Any place where one prong is missing between two prongs, in bimkoimoy, that's called shover, and that's not mitstarif l'orich meloy asit. You need Malay Asit b'mokem Echod, which is full, where there's no broken prongs. Only then is it Tmeh, then it's considered functioning Kli. Hamatzod. A matzod is a small axe. That's again for cutting wood. The Ismail is a small blade, a small knife. Hamafsolis is a sharp blade that's put into a Kli Eitz. And it's used again also something with wood, chopping boards, different type. All these words you find in other places in Shas. you have craftsmen and wood shops, and they use these different types of kelim. All these shenifkamu, that means that the sharp edge now is compromised because it's nifkam, it's bent, part of it broke off, tmeim, because it can do me'ein malakton on some level. Nitl chisumam, the edge of the sharpness, without which you can't chop anything, and that, if that fell off, tahirin, because now it's not right for anything. V'kulon, shenechelku l'shnayim tmeim, each type of kli, if it broke into two pieces, seems like that can't function at all. When it's nechelku l'shnayim, maybe it has to be used more skilled work, so maybe it has to be an exact kli, can't be just a piece of it. V'horoikni, roikni is a wooden mizgeres of the mafsalus that we mentioned. Bifne atzmo, tohira. The roikni itself, without the mafsalus, has absolutely no use. That's not mekabatum. Now, that's talking about a wooden base. A wooden base, kishal atzme, of course, has no use. The shal is only on the barzel. Is you have pshute kli mateches, and it has some type of functionality. That could be, yeah, but what's the chiddush over here, like this piece of wood? So other times there's two pieces of wood. There's the mafsalus, and then there's the wood that holds it in. So that wouldn't be royal kabel tumah. Has no functionality. It's not so clear. Mishnah's Tarish tells us, you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin, and it seems like the Rambam says that the roikni b'fnei atzmei inim a kabel tumah, because it's only a miktsas of a kli. It has a functionality, but l'mais it's only a miktsas kli. He's not talking about a kli eitz. He's talking about a kli mateches. But since it functions together with the other part, with the mafsalus, it doesn't have a shame b'fnei atzmoi. This is the Rambam l'shitosi, the kli mateches, the chshivus, has to do with the kriya shame, the way we've explained many times. The shtichel, again, in the shita of the Rambam, perek tes mehilchos kelim, that's geboit on the Reb Chaim in perek yud mehilchos kelim. The Ravid is masing, the Ravid holds that's totally in functionality, the way we've been masber kama v'kama times. So that would be the machlokes over here. Mishneh hey, machat, shenital chariro, a machat is a needle that's used for sewing clothing. If the hole that you put the string into is missing, oy uktza, or the sharp end, toira, that can't function without being able to put the string in, and of course the sharp edge that goes into the beged. Hitkino le mituach, he was miyachet, it's something that Lashon Tikkun means he was miyachet. It's broken as a needle for a tailor, but it's good for like a longish piece to stretch out a piece of fabric. So that is functional. So it kinel mituach. Mituach means to stretch something tight. Tmeya, so that has a usage. Lemaisa, when you open up the sugya in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, that's Perek Kol HaKelim. And Kol HaKelim is also something that's negea in Hilchis Mukta. Any kli is not Mukta. Eitzim, Avonim, things that have no use, dirt, all these things are Mukta. But a functioning kli is not Mukta. Now, there is a din of a functioning kli being called kli shem lach de l'iser. Kli shem lach de l'iser means it's a kli, but it has different dinim. According to many achroinim, this is one of the major sugis in Hilchas Mukta, is kli shem lach de l'iser because it has functionality. It's not etzim avonim. It's not hukta and enim uchon l'shabbos. It has a usage. Its usage standard is for something that's awesome. So the kli shem lach de l'iser is not part of regular gzeres mukta. It's a new din der abonon called Gzeres Kalim. And because of that, it has a little tzorkuf and mekayim. We're not learning Hilchus Mukta now, but just to understand that the definition of a kli in Hilchus Mukta is foundational. It's very important. Over there, in those sugis in Shabbos, Kuf Kof Gimel. So one of the things that's over there is a machloikis between Abaye and Rova. Abaye holds that by Nitl Chariro, the Mishnah we have in front of us, it's not a kli legabe Tuma, but legabe Shabbos, it has a shame kli. Legabe tumah has to be a functional kli. Kli maisa bi'inon. Same definition that we keep on going back to. Rava holds that if legabe tumah it's not considered a kli, legabe shabbos also is not considered a kli. Tosfos says Rava is also moida that if you miyachid it as a kli for a different usage, avad it's a kli. What are we talking about? We're talking about over here the yichud doesn't help. Over here you're going to have to set it up. You're going to have to be matkin it lemituach. You're going to have to actually use it. Sometimes a yichud helps b'machshova, sometimes a yichud helps b'maisa. It depends how close it is to the original usage or to its natural usage. So the machet that's fully functioning is a klishim akhtalisa. It's mutl tzarchuf mekayme. The machet that's broken is muktzah machmas gufa because we treat it as people throw them out. Beloshna gemara odem zorka leben agrutois. People throw down the garbage. Tzemela has no use. So what we just said is that even al yidei bin miyachad b'makshove would not be considered a yichud until you miyachad b'maisa. L'maisa, that's Tosfos in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Dalet. Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Mem Tes says that even though normally yichud would be enough on something which is not oimid lahak shimush, but over here you needed to be a yichud al yidei maisa, like we just said. Shels sakoyin shenital chariro. This is a very long type of machat. They don't use it for shirts or for hemming up pants. They use it for sewing together big burlap sacks where you mamish need thick, long needles to be able to function effectively. Shenital chariro tmeim mpnei shu koisevo. It's a long piece of metal. So it can be used to write on a luach of wax, like we said before, luach shel shayva, with the sharp edge over here. Nitl uktza tohira, because then it has no usage. Shomituach, if it's a long piece of metal that's used to stretch out fabrics, benkach umenkach, tmeya, because it's miyuchad lakach, that's its ikir malacha. It's only before that we had where it used to be used as a needle, the shaz can now turn in to a shomituach. But if it was oimid l'shomituach, then of course it's mekabel tumah. Machat shehelso chaluta, a needle that you wouldn't use easily because it's rusty. In makeves atvir, if it mamish doesn't function, the sharp edge is dulled because of the, can't work, because of the rust, toiru v'mlav t'meyav. It still could work. Even if it's bedeichik, it still retains its shame, roi lekabel tumah. Tzinoiro, this is like a fork with teeth, and it turns, you turn over a piece of meat while it's roasting on the grill in order that fire should hit the other side. Sheposhto, is you straighten out the teeth. It can only be used when the teeth are crooked, because then it chaps onto the meat and turns it over. If the teeth would be bent, which ironically in this case would mean straightened out, tire, it's not functioning anymore. Kvofo, if you then bend it back, chozol tumasa. It's chozol tumo, which the chayr should be partial, like everything else. If it doesn't work and it goes back to its original state, so it's tohar. Tezhem says we're talking about returning it to its status of original tumo. This is the gzera, that by klima techas, even after nishma, they become as klima, they go back to the original state if they're fixed. The shaila is we'll have mi'etz Hashem pechovov, that what's called shvira, only if it's something that's broken, that can't be fixed easily. If it's something that any hedyit could fix, that's not called broken. So over here, what are we talking about? We're talking about it's easy to bend back these pieces.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.